Unleashing the Power, Physical Conditioning for Grip Fighting. This message has been brought to you by www.circuittrainingmadeeasy.com. Greetings. In the realm of martial arts and combat sports, the importance of grip strength cannot be overstated. It's the linchpin in judo, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and even in striking arts to some extent. A powerful grip can control an opponent, dictate the pace of a match, and set up devastating attacks. But how does one achieve such formidable grip strength? The answer lies in a rigorous, well-structured physical conditioning program that emphasizes supersets of push and pull exercises, coupled with intensive grip fighting drills. The foundation of grip strength. Grip strength is not just about the ability to hold on, it's about the power to control, manipulate, and ultimately dominate an opponent. To develop this kind of strength, one must focus on the muscles involved in gripping, which include the forearms, hands, as well as the upper body muscles that support these actions, like the shoulders, chest, and back. Superset training for grip strength. A superset is a form of strength training in which you move quickly from one exercise to another without taking a break in between. For grip strength, the focus is on alternating between push and pull exercises. This method not only enhances muscular endurance, but also significantly increases muscle size and grip capacity. Push exercises. Push exercises primarily work the chest, shoulders, and triceps. Push-ups are a perfect example of a push exercise that can be easily incorporated into a grip strength training regimen. Performing 10 to 20 push-ups engages the chest and arms, creating a solid foundation for a strong grip. Pull exercises. Pull exercises focus on the back, biceps, and forearms, crucial areas for developing grip strength. Band pulls or band rows are excellent choices. These exercises specifically target the muscles involved in gripping. Completing 10 minutes, 20 repetitions of band pulls or rows immediately after push-ups creates a balanced workout that ensures all relevant muscle groups are engaged. Integrating grip fighting drills. After completing a superset of push and pull exercises, it's critical to apply that strength and endurance in a practical setting. This is where grip fighting drills come into play. Engaging in 1 to 2 minute rounds of grip fighting immediately after the superset allows practitioners to apply their enhanced strength in a dynamic, realistic scenario. The combination of physical exertion from the supersets and the technical application in grip fighting drills simulates the conditions of a real match where fatigue sets in and the need for effective grip control becomes paramount. This approach ensures that the strength gained from the exercises directly translates to improved performance on the mat. The cycle of endurance and power. To truly excel in grip fighting, this cycle of push, pull exercises followed by grip fighting drills should be repeated multiple times. The goal is to push the muscles to their limit, to the point where it feels like they might burst through the skin. This level of intensity not only builds physical strength, but also mental toughness, preparing practitioners for the rigors of competition. Conclusion. Physical conditioning for grip fighting is about more than just building muscle. It's about forging a body capable of executing precise, powerful grips under the most challenging conditions. By incorporating supersets of push and pull exercises with grip fighting drills, practitioners can achieve a level of grip strength and endurance that could dominate on the mat. Remember, the path to mastery in grip fighting is paved with persistence, dedication, and the relentless pursuit of strength and skill. Embrace the journey and let the power of your grip be the tool that leads you to victory. Dedicate it to your improvement. Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.